Okay. All right, good evening. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Township of Clinton Mayor and Council for January 10th, 2024. The time is, these will work, 7:03 p.m. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act on January 8th, 2024. A copy of this agenda was sent to the Huntington County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, and made available to the public on the township's website. Would you please join me with a flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. I'll ask for a roll call, please.
Councilman Gleason?
Here.
Councilman Kajanowski?
Here.
Councilman Switlik?
Here.
Council President Strauss?
Here. All right, this is the first public comment for items that are listed on the agenda only. We will limit any comments to 3 minutes, so at this time, if, we'll check our internet and see if anyone's on. One person. All right. Can you see if they would like to make a comment? Since I can't see the waiting room. Oh, okay. Well, we'll give another opportunity at the end. Anyone that's with us tonight like to make a comment? Okay. All right. That's what we'd like to hear. All right. Next item on the agenda is our consent agenda. The items listed below are considered to be routine by the mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or a member of the public, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and voted on separately. Does anyone on council need to or request that anything be separated from the consent agenda?
You know, I'll just make a note that there are no bills and vouchers for this meeting.
Okay.
Was there not a seasonal
part of
that resolution?
That's number 9 or number 8 on the resolution.
Oh, okay. I just have a question.
Sure. So we'll look to pull resolution number, item number 8, which would be resolution 2024-31. Anyone in the audience or online want to pull anything from the consent agenda? Seeing none, I'll look for a motion to move forward as amended.
I'll take a
question. Okay, roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kajanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes. All right, reports from council members. Councilman Glaser.
Yeah, two reports. Planning board had the reorganization on the 8th of this last Monday. No change in membership due to the reappointments. We had our organization meeting. Kevin Sine was re-elected chair of the planning board, and Tom McCaffrey will be vice chair this year. The next meeting will be on the 5th of February, given the Martin Luther King holiday. The Sewage Authority had their regular meeting last Thursday, the 5th, not the report. They're on a different schedule than us. They'll have their reorg on the 8th of February, it's a Thursday, at 8 a.m., so that's the their usual is the first Thursday at 7 p.m. or 6:30 p.m. This is the second Thursday at 8 a.m., so different time and place. So again, it's the rate hearing, their annual rate hearing, what we've already previously reported, no change in rates, and a reorg. And that's all I have.
Good. Thank you. Councilman Kajanowski.
I have nothing to report. I feel better. Sorry I missed the last meeting.
We missed yours. Councilman Switlik.
In December, the open space meeting reviewed properties that could potentially go on our promotional plan wish list to Green Acres. Came up with some nice ideas. And we also reviewed items that we might need at the DPW to help us with in 2024, such as fencing, Prospect West, the bees, and things like that. Trying to prioritize things and not inundate them. I sent an email to the DEP requesting to have those highs at Project East, Project West, just like Woody Acres, same thing. If I don't hear back in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have Brian send it over because they answer mayors over council people, apparently. But Mario gets them the bees in the beginning of April, so it's like a time constraint. So, you know, fencing, things like that. We are waiting on the property appraisals for the Windy Hill, so we can move forward to making an offer on the parcel with the assistance of the county funding. Do you know where that is?
Sure.
I think you had a meeting with Mike today.
Mr. Burris and that.
Oh, okay.
The one appraisal was submitted, and we waited for one other firm, actually two other firms we reached out to. Only one submitted.
Okay.
Trisha had that. I spoke to her earlier of this week, and a purchase order is being issued to that firm. They will get that, and we instructed to proceed with the appraisal. Per the terms that were given us, which is also in accordance with the resolution we adopted, that gave Trisha and I the ability to review them, and then, subject to their submission, make a decision on moving forward.
Thank you.
Do you need to appraisals procedure?
You have to solicit them.
Oh.
The requirement is, and in this case, the amount, I believe, we had an appointment, I believe, was $3,000. Okay. So again, it's below the quote threshold. But you set it out, your requirement is, under the local public contracts law, is that you make an attempt to solicit multiple quotations.
You need two for funding? From the county or something? Or maybe I'm totally
mistaken.
Well,
I don't know whether they can hold you that, given, again,
the requirement
is that you find it, but I will follow up the other firm again tomorrow if you'd like to find it. So let's do the second one.
At this point, can we just go on the elevators?
Well, no, they have to be, the appraisers have to be approved by the DEP. There's a list of them, and they have to be from that list.
Right.
This is the county funding.
This is the county, yeah.
So we don't necessarily need the DEP?
Well, I think they probably got their money from the DEP. But again, I think we've complied with the intent of the regulation.
Okay. And we had submitted, actually, we sent to you that we had met with Green Acres in regards to just getting a appraisal of the Allerton parcel here. You have to do a pre-appraisal submission that Mike and I met with Carrie Owens from the DEP. Just basically give them the information, get their approval to actually get appraisals for that. So we pulled the paperwork together. I think he sent it over to you. I was down a little bit in December. I think he sent it. So I think it just needs to be sent to them. I think all our paperwork is in order because we actually sat with her and said, here's what we're going to submit to you. Can you look at it and make sure it's right? So, I mean, it should be good to go. And I wanted to ask you, do we need to officially make a land acquisition subcommittee for open space? I mean, it's just something that...
It's discretionary.
They can actually inquire without the consent of the governing body.
Okay.
They can, the committee as a whole can make recommendations on parcels, but that gives the appearance, I think, of land acquisition that you are acquiring, not making a recommendation for acquisition.
Okay. All right, cool. And then we wanted to get the Rossi over Carrie Owens. You said that you had finally, you're done with it. Thank you so much for that. That was a lot of hard work. I appreciate seeing it. Yeah, but I mean, the initial work, it was, you know, I appreciate it. We all appreciate it. Okay, so Mike moving down to the hunting program. He's making sure he started early. I think he met with Tom Silvey today. That's why I wasn't sure if he met with you. And this year, we're going to make sure we reserve space. I actually talked to Julie Flynn about making sure we have a nice section in the newsletter, because we really need to get the word out.
Yeah.
And I think there's like a disconnect there. So we're going to be using that. And the Christmas trees were mulching up. And we have locations, 20 acres, and also the discourse, the baskets, we're going to put the mulch there. That DPW's right? Environmental Commission, we met last Thursday. We discussed different ideas for sustainable New Jersey grants deadline is February. We've gotten $2,000 for the past couple of years now for different projects, like the pollinator garden thing here. They also have a $10,000 lot and a $20,000 lot. So we're trying to hit all angles, and we have some good ideas coming up, a lot with, you know, water preservation, things like that. So Danielle Kearsley is really heading up a lot of the ideas. And the bamboo ordinance keeps coming up. I don't know, maybe this year we can attack that. I know, I think Reddington's ordinance said absolutely no bamboo. I think you can customize it so where you can say you can have bamboo, but you have to have these certain restrictions. So I'd like to get that in discussion sometime in 2024, if that's okay. Green team, we decided to move the date to the third Tuesday of each month instead of the first Tuesday. I'm working with Laura Bush on the 2024 class schedule. The first class is third week in February. It's the maple tapping and sugaring. And I have a meeting on Wednesday coming up with North Hunterdon High School Environmental Club next week. The club is going to be helping me with the milkweed and monarch butterfly garden. So I'm just going to have to, you know, tell them exactly what they have to do. And I'm really appreciative of their help again. And that's it.
All right, thank you. For Clinton Township Board of Education, on January 3rd, the Spruce Run School opened the doors up to 75 students, so that school's up and running again for a free full-day pre-K. They are excited that Detective Akers from the Clinton Township Police is now back as an SRO, as only the referendum number one passed on the last ballot. And they still have a bus driver shortage, so as most other districts, so they're still trying to fulfill those positions. So very important if you think about it.
I think it pays fairly well too.
Yes, yeah. All right, I do not have a report from Historical Preservation Commission. For public safety, I did speak with Chief DeRosa not only today but prior and during the storm. I want to thank Administrator Close for all his communications, the police department, EMS, the fire department, and as well as Public Works for all the work they did prior to the storm for preparation and cleaning storm drains and obviously the activities incurred during the storm. Fire, I know there's still some pending work orders that the chief has submitted at both fire stations, and he had also stated that he had worked with OEM in storm preparation. So I did not get a chance to attend the county Zoom meeting. Thank you, Administrator Close, for attending that one and keeping us up to date on what the county had going on. And I believe that's all I have for reports. Triska, you have anything?
No, okay.
Administrator, anything else?
Just a reminder about the tree disposal program, Christmas tree disposal.
Is it just two? Is it two or three?
I think it's three. Let's
see when that is. I have to go back to that, but I know I had it saved in my phone somewhere. Yeah. Oh, here it is. Yeah. So it's right. This Saturday, the 23rd, and the 20th, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at our Public Works facility.
Right.
Yeah. That's great. I hope that I haven't seen it. I hope a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Okay, for resolutions is our next item on the agenda. So we'll start with resolution 2024-32. Is a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton appointing the municipal prosecutor for the Township of Clinton during calendar year 2024. Is there any questions on that motion? All right, then I'll ask for a motion. On that resolution, I'll ask for a motion. Councilman Kochanowski, thank you. Second?
Second.
Amy, roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sutliff?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes. All right, next resolution, resolution 2024-33, resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton awarding a professional services agreement to Trisker Waterbury Cecil Esquire and Mason Griffin and Pearson PC for calendar year 2024 legal services in the amount not to exceed $160,000. Any questions on the resolution? Seeing none, I'll ask for a motion.
Second?
Second. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sitlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes. Next resolution, 2024-34, a resolution of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton awarding a professional services agreement to Gerard Smith to serve as a hearing officer in an employee disciplinary matter in the amount not to exceed $6,000. Any questions on the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sitlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes. Resolution 2024-35, Clinton Township Mayor and Council Resolution of need for two phases of 100% affordable housing project on Block 70, Lot 6 and 6.01, 1726, at the address of 1726 and 1731. Any questions on the resolution? Seeing none, I'll ask for a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sitlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes. Next resolution is a companion resolution to the above, resolution 2024-36, Clinton Township Mayor and Council Resolution of need for a two-phase 100% affordable housing project, Block 70, Lot 6 and 6.01, address of 1726 and 1731 in Clinton Township. Any questions on the resolution? Seeing none, I'll ask for a motion. And second? Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sitlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes. Resolution 2024-37, we are going to table. Next resolution, 2024-38, resolution of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton authorizing the hire of Louis DeMeo as a Class 3 special law enforcement officer at Northumberland High School. Any questions on the resolution? Seeing none, I'll ask for a motion.
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilman Sitlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes. Next resolution, 2024-39, resolution of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton approving a renewal of membership to the Somerset County Joint Insurance Fund. Any questions on the resolution? Seeing none, I'll ask for a motion.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sitlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes. All right, I'm going to ask Councilman Kaczynski to please handle the next resolution. I'll step away.
Resolution 2024-40, resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the purchase of replacement nozzles through capital ordinance number 1186-2023 from Strategic Safety Dynamics for in an amount not to exceed $32,502. Questions? Motion?
We discuss this over the capital and second the motion.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sitlik?
Yes.
Mark?
Thank you. All right, next item on the agenda is new business. I did not see anything listed. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A resolution 2431 that Councilman Flitwick asked to
have. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes, I just had a quick question.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. So the seasonal person, how is that laid out under Dakota? How many does he have?
Well, this seasonal individual, which is like he's worked with before, he works a portion of the year for the being retired and only works 7 months because he's not full time.
Okay, got it.
Mr. Zlecki is a gentleman who does primarily the interior building improvements. He has a black seal license, so he's done a lot of work at not only the town hall and police headquarters, but also over at the fire departments. So that's really, he comes back and helps with a variety of things, but that's his primary focus. He's not the exterior seasonal people.
Yeah.
We'll be looking at those gentlemen probably when the weather comes, probably around March. They'll be looking to bring those folks back on.
Okay.
One of those would, again, as in the past, be assigned to the parks with the Kona and then for the trails.
So they did show interest in coming back?
Yes, Mrs. Lickie and the other gentleman, I think the other gentleman, he prefers the warmer. So he, when he's working seasonally for us, he prefers the warmer.
When the lawn starts growing.
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right, thank you for your explanation.
I apologize for that. So resolution 2024-31, resolution of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton approving the hiring of Walt Selecki as a seasonal public works employee. If we answered the questions on the resolution, so I'll look for a motion.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sittler?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. All right, unfinished business none, no correspondence listed. So this is a second opportunity for the public to comment on items that are not on the agenda. No one in our chat or waiting room? Okay. All right, so seeing none in our audience either, we'll, no executive session. Can't believe it. We'll look for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make
a
motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, roll call, please, Lindsay.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sittler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Well, the council president runs an efficient meeting.
Wow. Hey, it's a good thing I wasn't
over, Brian. How did you get this?
It's all that prep work.